The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own online business and take it from zero to 100K quickly without spending a buttload of money on paid marketing? That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre, Shen, and Bonna Rai from Growth Boss, making it in America.
I run out of words, so here's a chuckle.
And you knew we were going to chuckle.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I hope I chuckle. Because you could just be like,
oh, damn, that's what I should have done. It's like, okay, let's go back. Silence. No
judgment.
Chuckle here. No chuckle here.
The silent judgment. Lucky I'm used to it, so. That got a chuckle.
We only speak truths here. All right. So today I wanted to talk about growth and fixed mindset.
Mm.
So it's another mindset episode. And this came to mind. I know that, you know, we spoke to our growth bosses about this last week. But also, yes, it was really funny because, again, running this morning, went out for a run. And I was actually thinking about how I really used to hate running, like really used to hate it. As in, when I was in high school, I would deliberately get my parents to like let me stay at home, like just write me a sick note.
Really?
When I go to cross country or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know this. That's hilarious.
Yeah. It was only like 4Ks or something. I'm guessing that only now. Back then it felt like it was, you know, eternity.
Yeah. Good old cross country in high school.
Yeah. But, and then I used to tell myself all the time, I was like, no, well, that's okay. I'm not a runner. I'm a sprinter.
Hmm.
I naturally am. I think I naturally have the fast twitch muscles, but that's what I used to almost tell myself. I'd be like, yeah, it's fine. I don't need to run or be able to run long distance because I'm a hundred meter sprinter. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And so it got me thinking about this whole, like, all these different scenarios in which we find ourselves with a fixed mindset, because for the longest time, I definitely had a fixed mindset around running because it was all about, that's who I am and nothing can change that.
Mm.
But then as we know, as we get older and hopefully wiser, that we know that that's not true, right? We know that we are ever changing, ever evolving beings, that as long as we put our mind into putting effort into it, that we will be able to achieve the outcome that we're looking for. So now, I mean, I run, you know, 2-3 times a week. And I'm very, you know, I guess I'm quite fit now.
Mm.
And so just because of sheer effort, we're all, you know, hating, you know, running as I'm doing it, but getting through that.
Yeah.
All of that, you know, I think I can now say I'm a runner. I mean, I don't do marathons or anything like that, but I can comfortably run a long distance.
Yes.
Right. And so that was just something that sort of spurred me this morning to go, oh, you know what? I think this is a really good topic because it's such a small thing, running, for example, but it's everywhere around us. Like I can think of so many other examples where I've had fixed mindset about things like public speaking. I have a massive fixed mindset around public speaking because A, I hate it. And so therefore I think that's our default when we don't like something or when something makes us feel uncomfortable, we go straight into, well, that's not us. So that's okay. I'm just going to leave that. I'll find someone else who can do that better and they can be that person. I don't have to put effort. I don't have to make myself uncomfortable to try to be or stretch myself into growth, into something more, right? So public speaking is sales and marketing is definitely one that I had a massive fixed mindset around. And now obviously I've learned to grow into that and actually really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I actually really, really love it. So there's so many examples that I can think of myself personally around where I've had to switch from having a fixed mindset about things to having a growth mindset about things.
Mm.
And I know I'm just dropping these terms. So, Bon, I'm going to hand over to you to start help me explain what we mean when we say fixed mindset and growth mindset.
Yeah, totally. And before I get into that, I'm glad you said the enjoyment word, because that's the thing. Sometimes we think, oh, well, what's the point anyway? Like, why put myself through this thing to enjoy running, you know, get into running or get into sales and marketing and public speaking? What am I missing out on? That's what you're missing out on. You get to a point where you actually really enjoy it. We wouldn't have to go on about the benefits of running physically, but also mentally. And just a sense of accomplishment you feel of having done that, and you actually enjoy it, you know, and you can still sprint. You can do all of those distances. That's the enjoyment. And I think similarly with public speaking, I'm doing the inverted commas because you do them in a very different way to, I think, how we were brought up to know what public speaking is. You know, you go live, you do all of these very public things, but you do it in a way that's authentic and genuine to you. And you got to figure that out. And then now you run a business on sales and marketing. So you would have missed out on all of that if you'd stuck in that. So I think that's the other thing too. But yeah, growth and fixed mindset. So it's very, I think the very first thing we really have to think about is, and this is where you started anyway, it's like the view that we adopt of ourselves is so, so, so fundamental to everything, right? Because it dictates the way that we conduct ourselves and meet the world around us. It is basically the most pervasive thing. And I think the thing to remember is if that is fixed, like we've just talked about with your examples, you can't help but realize that it's going to put you on a path where you really aren't going to grow and you really aren't going to get the things that you want out of life. Even if you're a super high performer like yourself, you just know that that's where you're going to be capped. Mm-hmm. You're basically going to be capped by the view that you adopt for yourself. So you would have, I'm sure you'd be an amazing sprinter, but that's all you would have been.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's still, say, better than people who don't run at all. But then that's it. And that's all you've known about yourself. And you would have never been able to explore anything more.
Yeah.
And the thing that's really sort of destructive about the fixed mindset is that, because like with everything, we like to be right. So there's this, it creates an urgency to prove yourself over and over and over again, whether it's affirm what you believe about yourself. So I'm a really good sprinter, right? So it might create behaviors where you get really competitive or you get, you know, or whatever that is for the sake of proving yourself over.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the negative side, the things that you tell yourself you're never going to be good at or who even cares, again, it kind of then breeds that sort of behavior, whether you kind of completely just talk yourself out of rooms and tables that you probably deserve to be in, should be in. But also if you're a particularly destructive person, can also make you sort of not engage at all with the people who are really good at it and, you know, form a negative perception around that. So that's the really destructive thing about the fixed mindset. I think we all have to understand though, that's a very human way to be, because we were all like, you know, I guess neurologically we're programmed to try and keep safe, and things that feel uncomfortable can feel unsafe.
Yeah.
So how do we know that, figure out the difference and really push ourselves? And the growth mindset is exactly what it says it is. It's about a mindset fixed around, well, none of my qualities are carved in stone. That's actually a really awesome thing about all of this. I am a certain way, but that doesn't mean how I am today is not how I'm going to be tomorrow.
Mm.
You know, we are better than the circumstances that we're in. And conversely, it also means that we can go backwards around some stuff. So if you continue with the running, I think we've talked about this before, like I used to be a runner. I grew up being a runner. I was the person at cross country. It was my favorite day of the year. I was age champion, state champion. Yeah. I loved it. But, you know, over time, my body's changed. A few injuries later, I just don't run like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I was exploring different types of running, like tempo runs and fartleks and all of these other cool ways of running that I'd never considered before, to try and get back into running. But I don't run the speeds that I used to. I don't run the distances that I used to even a few years ago. So for me, it's like, again, how do you recognize that fixed mindset again?
Yeah.
And then go, well, the growth mindset is really about, as you've already said, valuing the effort rather than the particular outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to be a person, which we're all trying to be, right? How do I actually prioritize that effort and actually feel good about what I'm putting in into that?
Yeah.
You know, and that can be a really difficult switch to make, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But then it completely changes it doesn't limit you to be like, I need to prove that I am this person.
Yes.
And it just more changes to, I need to figure out if I can be the person that can put in this effort to be this thing. And then if I haven't, I can look back and say, okay, I didn't really get the outcome that I wanted. Deidre, I'm not running the speeds that I used to, but perhaps it's because, oh, I realize now I haven't been putting in this effort in a consistent way. Like I've been taking weeks off running, for example, right? Yeah. And then it's more of that conversation rather than, oh, okay, well, now I'm just not that person I used to be anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'm a failure, or, you know, I'm dumb, or and, you know, that's the thing that we, you know, the great thing about what I've loved working with some of our growth bosses is that so many of them come into it with such an awesome growth mindset.
Yes.
We have one in particular who, she's the sweetest, but she herself knows she's like the tech part of, you know, building out your funnels and your sales pages and all that sort of stuff is tricky. I mean, I'm not going to lie, even as someone who's relatively tech savvy like me, I think I would struggle with that. And so, 100%. You know, for others, I would never expect that to be easy.
Yes.
But she's just coming up with the best attitude where it's like, okay, I know it's going to be hard. I'm probably going to really hate it, but let me just try to figure this out. She knows that we're there to help, you know, catch her if she falls, to help guide her, to help all of that. But she's like, no, let me go away. Let me play with it myself. Let's see if I can figure it out. And then I'll come back with any questions, which is amazing because she's not coming into it being like, oh, tech, you know, I don't do tech, you know, just like me. I don't run long distance. I'm just a sprinter. She could very well just easily be like, I don't do tech. I just make my t-shirts. Yes. For example, right? It would be very easy for, and I think a lot of us do fall into, especially as business owners, because we think that we have a specialty, and we do. We've been told that we should really focus on the things that we're strong in and try to delegate the things that we're weak in, which we should at some point when we can afford to. But right now, as we're building, we can't afford to. So we need to, in a way, we need to know it all. And the best thing about knowing it all as well is that when we do delegate, we actually know what we're delegating.
Absolutely.
We actually know if that person who is running our Facebook ads or is building our funnels or whatever, we know that they're doing it in the right way because we've done it ourselves.
Yes.
Which is the best thing about going into all of this with a growth mindset, is just being really open to learning all of the things, so that at the end of the day, when you are ready to delegate it, it's you can oversee it and be really super comfortable that you're A, speaking the same language, but B, also have the right metrics to actually judge, I say judge in inverted commas, but like to actually track that the outcomes you're looking for from that person is actually coming to fruition. So,
totally, yeah.
So I love, you know, working with some of these growth bosses. And guys, if nothing else, when you have your own business, having a growth mindset is a must. It's almost essential. And it's a work in progress. And I really want you to talk to this a little bit. I know we're running short on time, but sometimes we can look at this really in a binary way, be like, okay, I have a fixed mindset, I have a growth mindset. Oh, okay, if I have a fixed mindset, I'm a failure or whatever. That is, right?
A fixed mindset about fixed mindset.
Yeah. and I still struggle with this and I know that we all do because we're human, right? So I might be quite in things like the examples I spoke about, like running, like sales, like public speaking. I'm on my journey. I've definitely gotten over the fixed mindset part and I'm growing into that. But there are other parts of my being where I still have a very fixed mindset.
Totally.
About.
Yeah.
So we're never ever one or the other.
Mm.
And I know that you speak really well to this as well, Bonna, but you know, that we have to recognize that it's a state of being, not a actual being. Did I say that?
It's a way of being as opposed to it's kind of like happiness.
Yeah.
You know, you're never like, oh, I'm happy or I'm not. I'm a happy person or I hate that saying.
Yeah.
We're all just human beings trying to get through this really beautiful but brutal existence, right? So we just all have, we're on the scale at any given time, and it's knowing what that is. And absolutely fixed and growth mindset is not a binary thing. We're all people. We have different things that we're more fixed about and different things we're more automatically growth about. So I think acknowledging that and accepting that is the most wonderful thing you can do for yourself. And I think to your point about the other reason why business owners get really overwhelmed, I think, with everything, is they do try to do everything, which, as you say, we can't get away from. But the fantastic shift you make when you approach it with a growth mindset is like, yeah, you're just learning and you're getting yourself to a point where you know how to do these things, with this humility that there's a difference between knowing, basically learning everything that you can and enjoying it for the curiosity and the achievement of doing it and just having to be the best at everything, right? Because that's not possible and it shouldn't be. So people who approach this with a growth mindset and try to learn everything they can to then delegate have no problem delegating because, again, they're using a growth mindset to say, yep, I'm just doing this for my benefit to build my muscles, but when the right person comes along, they're going to be the best at it, better than me, but I've got the foundational knowledge to find the right person. So I think that's almost, think about it as a really smart commercial thing to do. And as you say, you know, really identify where, and business is a great place to start because I think all of our idiosyncrasies come in, the way we deal with people, the way we deal with ourselves, how tough we are on ourselves or not, and how we deal with process, how all of these things. So the business, forget trying to solve it for your whole life, but if you can solve it with how you run your business, I think that will go a long way. How you lead, how you let yourself be led. So, and then recognize, yeah, it's a, and look for the ways that it tangibly shows up, which is why I love your running example. It's a small example, but it really shows what that means. So look for that. I think we would love to hear kind of what your journey is about. I think this is another really big topic.
Yeah.
And then when you find yourself in that situation, give yourself grace and see what you can do to get yourself into a growth mindset instead.
Totally. Totally. Awesome. Okay. We're at time. So we will speak to you in another episode.
Yeah. See you later.
We release new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so be sure to subscribe to the Making It podcast and leave us a review. And if you have any questions or feedback, please shoot me an email at deidre@thegrowthboss.com. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.